Are you going to vote? You are going to vote, aren't you? You need to vote for the sake, for the future of our great country. You really need to vote. No matter what you think of the candidates, you've got to make choices. Because comes now, many think, the most important election America has ever faced. We the people are on a determined course toward socialism. You're aware of that, aren't you? Our mantra of capitalism has been compromised. Our republic has been reduced. Our democracy, our democratic ways have in many ways been decimated. Shall, the voting booth asks, shall we continue on this path, the Barack Hussein Obama path, carried on and energized by Hillary Clinton, or should we change course, change back to the traditional values, our constitutional way of life, with a Republican America standing tall? Which course will be chosen? By you, my fellow Americans? Which one? The polls. Please don't believe them. Don't listen to them. Don't pay any attention to them. At best, every poll is inaccurate, and at worst, a poll is slanted, biased, conducted with predetermined purposes and objectives in mind. It should matter not whether a poll says Clinton leads Trump or Trump leads Clinton. It shouldn't matter at all. Several thousand citizens, at most, can never represent the voting mind and heart of millions upon millions of Americans, can they? Never, never. And you know, we never know who the polls interview. We never know what type and kind of person, citizen, or potential voter they choose to ask their questions. We never know demographic background, or age, or sex, or education, or understanding of the issues. Polls never tell us that. Often they do not tell us how many people are interviewed. Poll quantities are so very limited. They never tell us where the polls were conducted, or under what circumstances, or who asked the questions. Nor do they tell us the time they were conducted, which can have considerable consequences. It really can. Nor do they tell us, these pollsters, what questions were asked, or how the questions were asked, and whether there was any prompting or leading with respect to the answers to be given or for which the pollster hoped for. They never tell us whether or not there are subjective aspects to the polling, the questions, so that the questions as answered can be interpreted by the pollsters one way or another, and of course, always in the favor of their bias. The pollsters never tell us whether those interviewed understood the issues, or the candidates, the parties, and the platforms, and whether there were intelligent, rational answers given to those questions. None of that. The polls? Ignore them. Ignore them. Polls are often conducted to keep voters away from the polls. So again, ignore them. So, are you going to vote? Boy, you better. And the press? Ignore the media, my fellow Americans. Ignore them. The mainstream media is biased beyond belief, prejudiced as all get out. They are slanted deeply liberal, even radical, very progressive, shockingly pro-Democrat. Unfair in coverage to Republicans and conservatives, really unfair. Coverage is almost always with spin, politically correct, and misleading. Facts are left out and others inserted. Issues, events, and factual happenings always come with interpretations, which the liberal media, the mainstream liberal media, slants toward liberal and Democrat. Whether newspaper, television, cable, even radio or the internet, media material is slanted left. And always so. Seldom do you ever get the unvarnished facts or the other side. Especially today, mainstream media becomes muckraking. Determined in this case to destroy the character of Donald Trump. Boy, are they after him. Why? Why don't they ask him about his policies and what he thinks? And especially so with Trump, with women, while utterly ignoring the frailties and foibles of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Especially with regard to Benghazi. Heard anything about Benghazi? Or her email scandals? Heard much about that? Or her fraudulent nonprofit organization, the Clinton Foundation, oy vey, raking in tens of millions of dollars for her own personal benefit. There really is no fairness in the mainstream media, no objectivity, little or no concern for truth or facts, but only the continued in power of the Democratic Party. That's the objective. That is why there must be a Fox News, certain independent television and cable stations, Christian and conservative media at work, and a place in the communication scheme of things for small companies like the Crawford Broadcasting Company. We stand tall for God and country, for conservatism and Christianity, and proudly so. And even as CBS slants, spins, and slanders for their own purposes, so we, CBC, champion the other side. So that to some degree, at least among our listening audience, you will hear the other side of fairness and balance. The mainstream media, my fellow Americans, ignore them. Ignore them. Get the facts through other outlets and make an informed decision when you vote. By the way, you are voting, are you not? The pundits, the predictors, ignore them. Ignore the talking heads. Each is the opinion of one man or one woman and nothing more. That is especially so with newscasters or editorialists. They come to you with their own bias, and often it is extremely obvious. 85% of Americans think that the media is biased liberal, including their talking heads, the pundits, the know-it-alls. They do not talk to the citizenry, to you and me. They talk down to us, to we the people. They have no respect for us, really. So, I say to you again, my fellow citizens, ignore them. Ignore them, my fellow Americans. Ignore them when you vote, and you are voting, are you not? You better. And the professionals, the ruling class, the politicians, career politicians, the Clintons, like the Bushes, have spent their entire lives seeking power, as does Obama. Perhaps one could say that about any politician, for power, fame, ego, money are all of the objectives of these individuals, more or less. The bottom line is they have little or no respect for you and me. Again, we the people, very little respect. We and our votes are simply the means to an end, their election. And when elected, we matter little or nothing. They, with the power given to do what they want, they do it and they ignore us. 545 people rule 320 million. They do so for 2 years, for 4 years, for 6 years, or even nine of them for a lifetime. The power we give them corrupts, and when that power becomes absolute power, the corruption itself is absolute, and democracy dies a slow, painful death on the vine. Somehow, these professionals get us, the people, to the point where we abandon the political process. Don't you feel it's really not worth it sometimes to participate? And so many of us become uninvolved. We do not continually educate ourselves, nor do we the people exercise the powers which our Constitution has given us. We allow those powers and that incredible document to be eroded, changed, even eviscerated, and we do little or nothing. Small wonder these politicians have little or no respect for us, for there is so often an arrogance, a sense of superiority as they continue to exercise the power we have given and neglected to control. Neglected. A necessary part of the answer is to stay involved in the political process every day of every year. Do you do that? I don't mean just read and gossip, but really be involved. And especially those days after election and after you vote. By the way, you are voting, are you not? You better vote if you care for America. And the professors. Ignore them. Ignore them. Academia is corrupt, biased, determined to change America fundamentally in virtually every way. Some 93% of all professors and some 89% of all teachers below the university level are liberal, are Democrat, and want America, including and especially the Constitution, fundamentally changed. So many professors today are atheists, anti-religion, and especially Christianity, anti-Christianity, and they're non-traditionalists in every way, and they bring an aggressive bias to the classroom like never before. They have been responsible for the radical changes in education, fundamental change in the objectives of education like Common Core, changed history, and removed so much of traditional American history. They just removed it. Universities, faculty generally, And so many individual professors intimidate students, brainwash any they can, and send them through society as missionaries for radical causes. Ignore them. Ignore them, my fellow Americans. The professors are bad news, by and large. Radical academia is a disaster for America. So ignore them. And what they think when you make up your mind to vote, ignore that. And you are going to vote, are you not? You better vote if you care about the future of America. There are real choices out there, no matter what you think about the candidates and the personalities. And that would be Hollywood, liberal to the core, with rare exceptions. Ignore them. Ignore them. Do you really care what Angelina Jolie thinks? Do you? It is just simply incredible how much press, coverage, communication in America about the stars. It's unbelievable. All media, whether television, cable, radio, print, produce so much stuff about stars. We spend so much time, wasted time, listening to them, watching them, following their lives. Why? Most are literally ignorant about the issues which affect our great country. Politically uneducated, but still biased to the core. They attempt in their own limited way to persuade the mind and heart of the star-struck voter. Would that be you? And they will attempt to get you to vote liberal and support radical lifestyles like the LGBT agenda, in which many of them participate, expecting you and me to abide by law and order, while for them, anything goes. Anything goes. They are wealthy beyond imagination, and they use that wealth to preserve the status quo and to advance liberal and radical causes. Ignore them, my fellow Americans. American voters, ignore them. Ignore what they say and what they think, and especially how they might attempt to influence the political process. Ignore them when you vote. And you are going to vote, my fellow American, are you not? You better vote if you want to live in the America you now enjoy. And the pastors, where are they? They are God-ordained leaders. Where are they? As one pastor has said, our culture goes to hell in a handbasket. So where are they while this is happening? The great political issues of our day are so often moral and spiritual at the core, and they cry out for guidance, for instruction, for education. And who better to do that than the pastors? Abortion is rampant. Gay and homosexual agendas now trump things spiritual and scriptural. Euthanasia grows. Pornography is on the rise. Corruption in high places exists everywhere. Power is king and love fades. Greed prevails and a sense of lawlessness abounds. The church is restricted and its message confined, even from the pulpit. Christian leaders are intimidated. You know the Johnson Act in 1954? And the pulpit is often silent. Again, intimidated. Where? We the people in need of guidance and spiritual motivation, where are the pastors? Why have so many abandoned the fight? Where are those who will, in fact, fight the fight of faith? Where are they? We need them and their voice. That pastoral voice should counteract the liberal, the radical. That pastoral voice should be heard loud and clear like never before. Pastors should lead the charge for the vote, encourage congregations to vote, encourage those who listen to and believe in what they say to stand tall for the gospel, for biblical truth, to be in the words of David Jeremiah, one great man, Bible strong, to be Bible strong. America needs the pastors and committed Christians now more than ever in the political process, voting for the very best people who will respect and carry on those sacred ideals. There is no perfect candidate, and the two we now would vote for as president are far from perfect. I hope it doesn't intimidate you from voting. And pastors themselves need to vote, even as they encourage all of us to vote. And you are voting, Pastor, are you not? And you in their churches, you are voting. Are you not? Boy, you better. And the parties and the platforms, you should know them, especially the platforms. What is it Democrats are proposing? What do they believe? What is their vision for America? And how will they approach the issues? Platforms are readily available on the Internet. Go there and read them. Know what happens to America if you vote Democrat. And know what happens to America if you vote Republican. Read the Republican platform. Read the political positions, the philosophy and ideology of Donald Trump. Get beyond the slander of his character. You've got to do that. And get to know his mind as he approaches the critical issues of our day, as you determine for whom you will vote. Clinton's record is clear. We can know what kind of person she is, how she thinks, and what we will get if she occupies the Oval Office. Trump is more unknown, but a president who would bring a platform for his party and for us far different from Clinton and the Democrats. Far, far different. You must know what each candidate thinks about foreign policy. Not hearing much about that. The military, the economy, and taxes, and jobs, and employment, and education, and climate change, and abortion, and the gay agenda, and euthanasia, and freedom of the press, and freedom of religion, and freedom of assembly, and so much more. You, the educated voter, must know where these candidates and their parties stand on these critical issues, and you must vote accordingly. And you are going to vote, are you not? Oh, you must vote. You must vote. If you want to live in the America you now live in, you must vote. Interestingly, we the people think primarily Republican and Democrat. But there are at work and on ballots others who seek your vote, namely the Constitution Party. Heard of them? The Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Socialism and Liberalism Party, and the Socialist Workers Party. Wow, that's a whole lot more than Democrat and Republican. Rather unbelievable, don't you think? And all such will get votes and will influence voters who might otherwise vote Democrat or Republican. This will be one fascinating political process, and I hope that you are fully involved. And you are voting, are you not? Boy, you better. And so, my fellow Americans, now comes election 2016. Tuesday, November 8 is a fateful day and a date for our beloved country with destiny. Your vote and millions of others will determine whether or not America continues on the path to socialism, the Obama-Clinton path to socialism, the radical change further at work that we have experienced now for 8 years under Obama and his liberal administration, or whether we halt that socialistic progress and return to the America of old, to change back to constitutional ways and the rule of law, to the real freedoms we enjoy, to our capitalistic and democratic way of life. Many think that if the Obama policies are perpetuated through Clinton and the Democrats for 4 more years, America will once and for all fundamentally change. Then there will be no going back. That is, the path towards socialism will be irreversible. Do you believe that? But if Trump and the Republicans are elected, there would be every opportunity to halt this liberal and radical progression and move back to balance, to reinstate and respect conservatism and conservative values, and protect the great institutions of our republic, and most importantly, the fundamental freedoms and rights we now enjoy. But that's up to you, my fellow American voter. That's up to you and your vote, which holds indeed the future of our country. Most Americans eligible to vote don't. I never in my life could understand that. America now requires your participation in the political process to realize the potential and solve the problems of our great country. And you can do that now only with your vote. And you are voting, aren't you, my fellow American? You are voting, I hope and pray. You better vote. We think it's your duty, our duty, as well as our privilege. America needs your vote now more than ever. Cast it wisely. Cast it intelligently, without any influence from polls, or the press, or the liberal media, or the pundits, or the professionals, or the professors, especially them, or the personalities, or the politicians. You vote what you think is right, and right for America. Protect with your vote the freedoms we the people enjoy more than any other nation in the history of mankind. Protect them with your vote. And remember well, that freedoms once lost are lost forever. Please vote. Please.